Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Nick Chaffee's here. Nick is a new friend. He's co-founder of CEO Rockstar Connect, and he helps people put their best foot forward in the marketplace. And he's here to talk to us today about, so he's got some advice for millennials, and him being one, I can get away with this. You know, it's kind of hard for me, not being a millennial, to give advice to millennials. They don't always want to listen to somebody with as much white hair as I have. But, Nick, I guess they'll listen to you. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks so much for having me. It's great to be here.
It's good to have you here. So I always like to begin my conversation about millennials, Nick, by saying this, and I say it because I mean it. Your generation, you and your peers and your generation from 20 to 40, right now, are probably the best human beings we've ever raised. And I mean that. I love being around millennials. It's interesting to see how different you can be. You're not monolithic. There are lots of different flavors of millennials, so to speak. But I do believe that you're probably the best humans we've ever raised. But there are things about you that drive us older folks crazy. And so I always like to start that out just because of the things I'm likely to say as we continue our conversation, Nick. So you want to talk about startups, right?
Yeah, it's one of the things I know a decent amount about.
All right. Well, why do millennials need help? Why do they need your advice when they're startups?
Well, I think that, you know, like you said, the landscape's very different now with startups, but also just with the economy and the marketplace now. We have such an influx of different variations of technology that you can go down as far as starting a business goes. And it's really important to figure out how to leverage that and understand also how the best practices of actually starting a business are. I think that in the landscape of technology, and hearing about all the, you know, 10x venture-backed businesses and, you know, how they basically have the strategy of just putting a ton of money into something and figuring out the business model later, or figuring out how to make money later and just get users. You know, that was what I was taught and learned in my entrepreneurship classes, you know, looking at stuff like Instagram being acquired when I was an undergrad and some of those other bigger case studies.
Did you feel pressure to try to replicate that kind of behavior?
Yeah, definitely. I think that, you know, when you look at large scale case studies like, you know, the acquisition of Instagram from Facebook, you see this model of go out and get a ton of venture capital, try to get a ton of users, try to get an acquisition. You know, that's not really how business has been for hundreds of years in figuring out how to deliver a product or service.
That was actually the model back in the 90s, back in the late 90s. When websites were a big deal, and of course we know how that turned out. It was a crash, and it crashed in 2000. So we're back here. So some things don't change. We still have these as Charles McKay pointed out in his book, Extraordinary Popular Delusions and the Madness of Crowds. We still have this mania that we have, but it's interesting to me that let me ask you this question. When you were being taught in your entrepreneurial courses, and when you talk to young startups today, do you realize that startup doesn't have to have anything to do with Silicon Valley? The startup could be a business that will never take an investor's money. Did you learn that at all?
I definitely think that you learn that stuff, but you certainly gravitate towards what you see on the news and what you read on these major, you know, internet sites. You know, the idea that you can go out and just start a power washing company and have great cash flow and learn how to
make a lot of money
service and phone sales
and have fun.
Deliver a and have fun and hire employees and learn how to balance your books and learn how to fire people and hire people and you know get yelled at by an angry customer and all the things that you need to deal with to start a really effective business and a scalable, meaningful one. I think that people
those are things that build an economy, Nick.
I certainly did.
Nick, those build an economy. Right. The things you talked about earlier, have an idea, go get funding, and hope for customers one day, that doesn't build an economy.
No, it doesn't. It builds a pipe dream, and certainly people have been successful doing it, but I think that, if I hadn't really taken a number of steps back and adjusted to what really is the bedrock of, like you said, the economy, I wouldn't have been able to achieve where I'm at.
So you were smart enough to save yourself, weren't you?
Yeah, I mean, I think it took a few hits. It took a few failures to be able to really see, how do you actually get started? How do you actually build a framework to, put together a meaningful business? So. Definitely.
So you got some advice for millennials. What's the first piece of advice?
Yeah, the first piece of advice is really if you're, trying to start a business and get started building a business or being an entrepreneur, the first step is really just trying something out, doing something, testing a hypothesis, and really getting your idea out there and figuring out if it even works and at the initial infant stages of what you're trying to do. And once you get it out in the marketplace, whatever that is, whether, you have an idea for doing a specific type of business, you go out and do something on a very granular level to figure out if the market even is interested in something like that.
Maybe if the dogs will eat your dog food.
Right, exactly. Throwing something against the wall and seeing what sticks at a very, simple level. It might not be the full offering you have in mind, but just something to see if it works. Mm-hmm. Try to convince someone to buy into what you're talking about. Right. And then once you get to that stage, you can really get a ton of meaningful customer feedback from that cohort of people you're putting that specific test out to. Mm-hmm. And once you get that feedback, you can sort of figure out, hey, is this really make sense?
You can do a lot of that on your own organic nickel too, right? Without having to raise any money and have any obligation to anybody.
I think that's the best point right there.
Hold on to that thought, Nick. Hold that thought. I need your website quickly, please.
Yeah, the website is rockstarconnect.com.
Rockstarconnect.com. Is this article, your article about this, is it there on that website?
It is not currently on the company website. That's the website for the company.
I got you.
Send you the web.
All right, hold on to that thought. Nick Chaffee, ladies and gentlemen, and I will be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.